podcast,
podcasting,
podcast feed,
podcast,
podcast,
podcast, iPod.org,
podcast,
openpodcast.org, podcast,
podcasting, almost live,
everything digital podcast. And it is Thanksgiving Day. The Macy's Parade has just begun. It's Thursday, November 25th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast. So, this is actually probably my seventh try at this or something. This show has had so many problems. First time, I just completely stumbled over the news headlines, which you'll hear in a moment. So, I went ahead and did it again, and started over from the beginning. Finished the whole thing, and realized I hadn't pressed the record button. Another time, iTunes volume was shut off. One time, my microphone was shut off. And a couple times, I've gotten interruptions here. So, hopefully, this will be the final draft of this Everything Digital podcast for Thursday, November 25th, 2004. So, let's go ahead and do the news headlines for today. If I can cue up the music here. And hopefully iTunes is working now. There we go. Alright. So, Microsoft is offering to replace counterfeit versions of Windows XP with the real thing for free. Intel is attempting to help Asian PC partners allow Linux to grow. Biological engineering may prevent health problems present in selectively bred turkeys. Infogrames has sold their Civilization product line to an unidentified buyer. And AMD is introducing a new line of mobile processors to compete with Intel's Centrino chips. So, I'm going to start off this show with kind of a personal thing. I have two new little kitties. One is named Trinity, and I have her here with me now. And the other is Princess. So, and I did not name Princess. That would not have been the name I would have chosen. But anyway, here's Trinity, named after the character in The Matrix. Come on. She can't seem to get up on my lap. Come on. Come on. Scoop. Okay. All right. Here she is. You can hear her purring. Ooh. All right, now she's pawing the microphone. And she is not very old. She's 16 weeks, I think. Maybe, no, a little less than 16 weeks. It's not very exact. Anyway, and just adopted her and one other kitten this week. And she just has the most wonderful personality. She just wants to be with humans. She just wants to sit in your lap. She's been around my studio and chair here, and while I was doing the several previous takes of this podcast. So now into the podcast. I have a little funny website thing for you. It's early in the morning. Well, not that early, actually, but I have been waking up later now for the holidays and Thanksgiving week and a little more relaxing. Anyway, so here's a little Thanksgiving-related item, and I'm tied into technology a little bit. It is MikeTheHeadlessChicken.org, and it's about a chicken who continued living after his head was cut off. Farmers fed him drops of water and liquefied food through his neck, and apparently his arteries were still in place, and all he lost was his head, just his skull mostly, and he still could perform normal chicken tasks, and he was pecking at nothing, and Anyway, MikeTheHeadlessChicken.org, and I'm going to tie this into the digital theme of this podcast by remarking on how amazing it is that that everything has a website. I mean, you know, this is just a little event in history, but really, you know, you look up any historical event or happening, there's probably a website devoted to it. So anyway, here is the Mike the Headless Chicken theme, a little Thanksgiving humor for you.
Mike the Headless Chicken, a legend of the West.
A farmer's axe could stop the heart beating in his breast.
A scientific marvel, 'cause Mike lived on instead.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
To try to find his head.
Hi, my name is what?
There's my next song there, which I'll get to in a moment. But for now, I'm going to just, I've got this, little notice here. There will be, the old, episodes of the Everything Digital Podcast are not available currently because my spymac.com account is down. And, so right now I'm storing the new episodes on any other web space I can find, basically. I've got the previous one, and I'll probably put this one on members.cox.net accounts, and the problem with those is they've got to have less than 300 kilobytes of usage per month, and I'm getting quite a bit more than that with these podcasts, because the last one was downloaded about 66 times, which netted, I don't know, a couple hundred more kilobytes than available for the whole month on Cox, so that's not really working out, since SpyMac, I was used to their unlimited bandwidth, so hopefully I will get a response from SpyMac tech support as to why the web space is down. I hope it's not because I was using the bandwidth so much, but I mean, they've just got monster servers somewhere, and I don't think they really care how their bandwidth is used, so anyway, hopefully they'll respond. And hopefully I won't be getting a huge bill from Cox at the end of the month. I'll probably be getting something, but it shouldn't be too much, since it's only a few hundred kilobytes extra. So anyway, in accordance with Philip Terone's, and he's from the Engadget podcast. If you haven't subscribed to that, it's a very good way to learn about new technology and some very good opinions and thoughts about it, and that's at engadget.com, or I believe it's top of the list in the iPod or X directories most popular. So definitely subscribe to that if you haven't already. And so currently he's in sort of a stick it to the man state of mind, and one of his fights is concerning mashups, where people take some of multiple songs and sort of put them together and do like do mixes of different artists, and people are putting these on the internet, and record companies are sending them cease and desist letters for either creating them or hosting them, and I don't really see why the record companies are so angry about this. I mean, it's not like people aren't going to buy the real song because they heard a mashup of it. I mean, I don't see how it could take that much business away from them. So, anyway, here is a mashup that I found that I thought was pretty good. This is Eminem versus Bob the Builder on the Everything Digital Podcast.
The news every day I am. Radio.
you want to play my jam. My brain's dead weight, I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out this place, girl, I'm gonna win Britney. Dr. J said,
you said you were crazy. Watch your face, man.
And that is Eminem versus Bob the Builder. That's from diffusiononline.net/bob.htm. And there's a link in the show notes to that. So, I mean, that's just fun. That's not malicious piracy. It's not like anyone who listens to that is not going to buy any particular song of Eminem's because they listen to that, so I don't really see how it hurts the record companies. If anything, it gets the music out there more. I mean, Eminem's music is, sure, doesn't really need a whole lot more publicity, but I mean, if anything, it gets people interested in the song that was mashed up. I don't really understand it. I'm sure the record companies have some reason for it, and I'm sure it can't be very good. I mean, users, they have a right to do this with their music, and they should be able to without getting cease and desist letters. So, anyway, listen to the Engadget podcast for more on that. Philip Tarone can do the raging against the man thing, and I think they're doing a how-to over at Engadget, how to make your own mashups, and they're going to try to get everybody to do it, so the record companies can't possibly send cease and desist letters to all these people. So, anyway, it's a little turkey in the straw to end the show, a little Thanksgiving music. And you can post comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk, or you can call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I'll see you on the next podcast.